are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
Hymns Ensemble, Sweet Are the Prayers of a Friend, leading us into our conversation with Pastor Mugwendere, who joins us on the line to speak to us about trusting God in the waiting period. Very challenging part of the Christian experience, if you ask me. And this is the part that often tests our faith, right? We ask for clarity, but God's timing doesn't always match with ours. That's the difficulty. And in the process of discerning God's will, there's often a season of waiting. And so today, we want to focus on how to trust God during those periods when you're not getting the answers that you expected, and how waiting can actually shape your faith. I'm very interested in this conversation. Like I said, I've had my own personal experiences, going through one right now, in fact. So, my pastor, I hope you'll be able to help us through this. Good morning and welcome to the show.
Morning, and we believe that God is going to be with us.
Amen, amen, for sure. So maybe let's start with the word of prayer so that we can have God's guidance as we go through this conversation.
Shall we pray? Dear Father, we come before your throne of grace, thanking you because you are with us. Today, the topic needs you like never before, because God, the period of waiting is not an easy experience. Mm. Be with us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Pastor. So let's start with this one. How do we stay faithful when we feel like God is quiet? He's not giving me a yes. He's not giving me a no. I'm not clear. I don't understand what's happening. It almost seems like my prayers are just hitting the ceiling and coming back down. How do I remain faithful in such a situation?
You know, this is the most toughest time when you expect an answer and God seems to be silent. In fact, he is. How do we stay put? The first thing that I would recommend is to continue to pray and seek God's guidance. Mm. We need to continue in prayer. Why? Because he told us, Luke chapter 18, he says, pray without ceasing.
Amen.
And it talks about, and don't lose heart. So we are admonished to continue in prayer. But what can give you that power is by reflecting on God's past faithfulness and provision. Mm. My favorite author says, we have no fear for the future. Mm. Unless we forget how the Lord has led us in the past. Mm. So there are times where the future is uncertain, but the past is certain because I know what this God has done for me. So by focusing on the past victories, by focusing on the past miracles, past experiences, it can give me sure assurance that indeed, God is able to help me right now. Mm-hmm. Then lastly, we need to focus on building our relationship with God through scripture and prayer. Mm-hmm. You know, building a relationship, not based on what God is going to do, but based on who God is.
Amen.
A relationship based on his character, that God is love and is there for me. So I just suggested three things. Number one, I said, continue in prayer. Continue there on your knees. Continue to be there. Number two, I said, reflect on past events. And lastly, we said, we need to focus on building relationship based on God's character.
Mm, I love that. I love that. And so the focus then is not on the thing that I'm praying over. The focus is now on who God is as an individual, as my God. Who is he? And as I focus on that, other things start to grow strangely dim, as the song says. So what then can we learn about patience and trust while we're waiting on God's will?
Allow me to use a passage I was just reading this morning. This is the passage I find in the book of 1 Samuel, the 13th chapter, mm-hmm. so that we may draw some few lessons to answer this question. Mm-hmm. It says here, And so said, bring hither a burnt offering and peace offerings. And he offered the burnt offering. You see, this verse saying, verse number 10, let me just step back from verse 9 says, and he tarried 7 days according to the set time that Saul Samuel had appointed. But Samuel came not to Gilgal, and the people were scattered from him. And Saul said, bring hither a burnt offering to me, and peace offering, and he offered the burnt offering. Verse number 10. And it came to pass that as soon as he had made an end of offering the burnt offering, behold, Samuel came. And Saul went out to meet him that he might salute him. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his word.
Amen.
You see, our question is, how, what can we learn about patience and trust while waiting for God's will? So here is a king called Saul. Samuel told him, there is a battle, but I want you to wait for me 7 days. And I'm going to come and I'll offer a sacrifice. That's God's will. I'll offer a sacrifice. After I offer a sacrifice, then you're going to go in battle. So waited. Day number one. Day number two, he had no problem with it. Day number three, he had no problem with it. Day number four, he had no problem. Day number five, he had no problem. Up to day number six, he had no problem. Day number seven came. The Bible said, so waited. On that seventh day, he waited. But as he saw time passing by, Saul shifted his eyes from the clock and started to look at the people surrounding him. The Bible said the people surrounding him were starting to go. So Saul, instead of looking at the clock, he started to look at the people surrounding him. And lesson number one, while we wait upon the Lord, don't look at the people around you. You see, if Saul did not look at the people, he was going to be okay. But he said, I looked at the people and saw that the people were going to leave me alone. Therefore, I had to do this. So point number one, you are waiting there for a marriage. Don't look at the people of your age group because your time and their times are not the same. So the first thing, lesson we may put is that don't look to your neighbor. Don't look to anybody else. Fix on the time. Samuel said, I'll come 7 days. He didn't say at 12 o'clock. He just said 7 days.
Yeah.
So point number two, to understand that God's timing is not our own, and we must trust his sovereignty. You know, just to know that we are operating in different time zones. The fact that God and you and me, we are operating in different time zones. Your time and my time, God's time is always the best. Lastly, wait on God can be a challenging but transformative experience. Patience and trust can be developed through seeking God's guidance and waiting on his direction. You know, the challenge that Saul did is that, you know, he lacked that patience. He became impatient. So I'm suggesting we need to be patient. We need to be patient. Even if everybody's going to leave us, let us be patient to say it's okay. With God, I am more than 1,000. And even if you're going to leave me behind, I know that my God is sovereign and my God has a plan better than any plan I am thinking. So the challenge that Saul had is that he thought that if everybody leaves him, if everybody's going to leave him, he's not going to make it. I want to say the will of God for my life, the will of God for your life. We need to reach a point whereby we understand that without God's help, nothing is going to come out. So our challenge is this. We talk about the will of God, but we also have our own option B. We have our option B, saying, if God fails, I'm going to do this. This is what Saul was doing. This is what Saul was doing. So as we wait upon the Lord, we need to know that God is our only chance. The prayer that men made, God give me Scotland or I will die. This is the point we must reach, man. When we are waiting upon the Lord, God, I'm going to wait upon you. If I wait, it's better to die while I'm waiting.
Hey, sure. That's powerful. That really, and that takes a whole faith, right? We can't do that in our own power, right? So, and then how does that waiting reveal deeper truths about our relationship with God? Because it must do something. Otherwise, why would God allow that waiting? What is it that God is seeking to reveal in that waiting period?
I was reading somewhere where it was saying, remember what God said, ask and it shall be given unto you.
Right.
Seek and you shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. If you continue reading that passage, that's Luke chapter 10, you're going to find out that God, that's Luke chapter 11 from verse number 9, you're going to find out that God commands us to ask more than 10 times. Why? Because the more we ask, the more a desire is growing in us. The more also we are getting closer to Him. Remember, we said, what is the purpose of prayer? Prayer brings man to God, brings us to God. So the more we keep on asking, waiting upon Him, what is being developed? It is trust and relationship. You know, every relationship is made by communication. That's point number one. So the more we communicate with Him, the more our trust on Him is going to develop. Number two also, the more we wait on something, the more we are going to appreciate the gift when it comes.
Amen.
Let me explain. You know, if you just say, give me 100 bucks and you just give me. Give me this money, I just give you. Sometimes we take those blessings for granted. Why? Because we feel like they're just given. So just given, you know. But the moment when we understand that, you know, I waited for this. Imagine of someone who waited to have a child. Look at the way that person will treat that child. Imagine somebody who waited for employment. You can see the difference that person has from a child who just came from university and went straight to a workplace. You know, there is a difference with someone who waited for something and someone who just got something from a blue. So waiting, I want to imagine, that's why God even gave us 9 months to carry children in our womb. That period of waiting creates a love of the mother to the child.
Hey.
It was necessary, especially because of human nature. If there was no pain in waiting for the childbirth, oh man, we are going to see, witness many women abandoning their child.
Hey.
You know, if there is one thing that the women, you know, if you want to see, if you can see it, you can see it, just go and beat someone's child. The woman will tell you, don't you know what it means? You don't know what it means to carry somebody in your tummy. So that waiting for 9 months, it's important. It creates love. It creates bonding. It creates relationship. It creates connection. It creates connection. Now, lastly, that waiting, it shows our willingness to surrender our own plans and the timeliness to God's sovereignty, our ability to persevere and remain faithful in the face of uncertainty. You know, it gives us this, you know, it helps us to persevere to remain faithful in the face of uncertainty, even when we don't know what the future holds, but because you've been waiting upon Him. So whatever will come your way next time, because you waited upon Him, you have no fear, you have no fear, you have no anxiety, because you know that even if I wait, when I bury Lazarus, even if he comes 4 days later, I know that he's able even to raise him. You know, I like that kind of waiting, until the business is down. So that when it's down, when God resurrects it, I'll say, truly, 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 I serve a mighty God.
Amen.
Sometimes God waits. God wants us to wait so that we understand His power, so that we understand that this God is more powerful. He is more powerful. And what He has done for me, if He did not do it, nobody was able to do it.
Amen. Sure. That's powerful, my pastor. And as we're wrapping up, I'm thinking about the story of Abraham and Sarah and how long they had to wait before they could have children. Because my last question is, how do we avoid making decisions out of impatience during that waiting period? We see Sarah saying, you know what, I'm going to make my own plan here because there's nothing happening. It's been years and there's no baby. And so she makes her own plan. How do we avoid finding ourselves in that same position because of our own impatience when God has already made a promise, but it seems like he's taking long?
It's good to say impatient, but I'll say it is to be overcome with human nature.
All right.
You know, human nature is this. We were created in the image of God.
Okay.
And part of the image of God is to solve things. Mm-hmm. So solving things is who we are.
Okay.
You know, it's what we are. We want to solve things. So that's what makes waiting hard, is because it comes down to affect who we are. Because who we are is to solve things. So Sarah looked at herself and so, you know what? I need to help God here. I need to help God here. Mm-hmm. Because God, he is part of her nature is to solve things. But how do we do it now? How do we overcome this? We need to take time to reflect on our motivations and seek God guidance. Mm-hmm. So motivation, what Sarah was supposed to look down and sit down and say, so what is now motivating me now? What is now motivating me now? So this is the question which Abraham was supposed to ask himself. What is now motivating Sarah? Is it because I have lost trust in God? Or what is it now? So sometimes if we fail to sit down and reflect on our motivations, we may fail in the same trap. Number two, consider seeking counsel from trusted friends, mentors, or spiritual leaders. You know, this is one of the most important. That's why the church is so important. People who have the same faith, people who have the same belief, people who have gone through such an ordeal. So the moment when we go and consult them, they'll tell you, brother, hang on there. Hang on there, sister. Hang on there. It's about time, sister. Hang on there. Hang on there. Mm. It is going to be well. It is going to be well. So we need to seek counsel. Then lastly, we need to practice patience and trust in God's timing, even when it's challenging and uncomfortable. Mm. There are times when waiting becomes uncomfortable. You know, for Sarah, it was now uncomfortable for her.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that, you know, we God, we saw you, 25 years was not a joke. To wait for 25 years was not a joke.
Yeah.
When you are seeing, as Sarah saw herself, menopause taking its toll, she was seeing, to be honest with you, there is no longer any probability that I'm going to have a child.
Exactly.
Maybe God was mistaken. God was saying, I'm going to have a child, but through this means. So I am saying, what we need to do is to know that it's not about you, it's about him.
Mm.
No matter how deep you may go down, he is more powerful to come down to your level and pick you up, because he is the creator. The more we focus on him, his character, the more we are going to stand tall in times of waiting.
Hey.
Those who wait upon God will mount like eagles.
Mm.
We need to wait like an eagle, focused on God. This one thing we do, let's focus on him. Let's shift our gaze on us. The moment we focus on ourselves. Lastly, let me just say this. The challenge is we will start to think, what will people say about us?
Yeah.
What will people say? We're thinking on ourselves now. The issue is like, we're supposed to wait and say, God, I'm not going to be ashamed. The one who's going to be ashamed is you, because I've been waiting for you.
Hey.
If I'm going to die in this situation, it's okay. But the name which is going to be mocked is not my name. Because I was presenting you, I didn't present myself as someone who is good at waiting.
Hey.
I presented myself as someone who trusted in you. So most of ourselves, we present to the world that we are waiters. We are waiters. Brother, you are not a waiter. You are not a waiter. You trust in God.
Mm. Powerful. We have to end it there for today, but I'm looking forward to connecting again as we continue this conversation tomorrow. Would you please close for us in prayer, Pastor?
Let's pray. Dear Father, if there is something which is hard to do, is to wait. Because the enemy of souls present to us all other options sometimes. The enemy of souls present to us losses. We saw so as he waited. Father, the sad part is that as soon as his plan, Samuel arrived. So Father, there's somebody who is about to receive you, who is about to receive your will. But Father, give the strength to wait a little bit. Sometimes just one day left. Sometimes just 1 minute left. Help us, Father, give us strength. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Pastor. And we'll be chatting again tomorrow, same time, same place. God bless you.
Thank you so much.
You are tuned into Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.